going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We're not just at 500 anymore. This is the morning shift. I am the heartless Big Papa Squid. He's yes. The scarecrow, the All-American, former national champion. Oh, he is still a national champion, but he's a former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. And if Dylan is the cowardly lion, and I'm the heartless Tinman, I guess she thinks she's... What was that girl's name in Wizard of Oz again?
Dorothy.
Who cares? That's Allie Mack, the first lady of baseball in Atlanta. And we are together with our forces combined, the morning shift.
There you go. Nice work, man.
I know. I brought it all the way back.
There you go.
I really couldn't think of Dorothy's name, by the way. Yeah. I was like, who cares?
I know. I can see the look on your face.
Yeah. I wanted to call her Alice from Alice in Wonderland. I don't know, Allie, Alice, or Ali as Siri calls you. I mean, what?
Dylan's the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah.
That's actually very, very fitting with that ear to ear smile he has going on every single morning.
Although, Dylan is, I guess Dylan's pretty relaxed. The Cheshire Cat is pretty relaxed too, right? I don't know why, but I kind of think of Dylan sometimes as that little rabbit that runs around in Alice in Wonderland.
Hmm.
God, I haven't seen that movie in.
Is that a rabbit? It is a rabbit, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to
the velvet.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's been so long since I've watched that movie. I could not tell you.
The version with the version they came out with like around 2010 with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't James Franco, was it? No.
But who was James Franco supposed to be?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about though. That sounds
I'm thinking
right.
I might be thinking about like a Wizard of Oz reiteration or something like
I'm on the same plane as you though. There's something out there. There's something to that.
What's my girl from the Dark Knight Rises? She's the Catwoman. She was also in that intern.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway is the sister of the off with her head, whatever the queen was.
Of all people though that should know all these fables and fairy tales, Mike, I feel like
I know, dude.
You're slacking on this.
I know. My kids just It's just not their vibe. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's just not their vibe.
Well, like Bo mentioned, we are above 500. A lot to break down today, as always. So let's go around the room. Mike, what's your headline you want to talk about today?
The Atlanta Braves played 16 straight games up until Saturday, where they scored 5 runs or less. When they scored 6, they lost. But then they made me feel a lot better yesterday, obviously.
Yeah.
And won.
Bo?
Pretty wordy with the headline there, aren't we? The future is now in the NBA.
Okay. How about you, Dylan?
Stop blaming Brian Snicker.
Well,
like that. You'll get some pushback on Saturday from me. We'll talk about that because I'm a Snicker guy and I have some issues with Saturday night.
SBSB. Stop blaming Brian Snicker. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. We need some bracelets.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. What would Brian Snicker do?
I hope they work out better than Mike Fulton-Navis' bracelets a few years ago where he said, don't be a little B, and then he just was one in that That wild card division.
I forgot
game.
All about that.
Well,
I
your did. Bracelets such need, a good pull. Your bracelets seem to have a positive message. And of course, we're going to cover the NBA playoffs in the front page. That's coming up at 6:20. You can get in on the conversation today with us online on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. 404-726-0929 is also our number. And yes, stop blaming Brian Snicker. I mean, Braves took the series 2 of 3 over in Boston. We're above 500. All is right in the world, isn't it?
No, because they should have swept them. And I blame Brian Snicker for not having the sweep, because I'm not sure why the usage that was. You have a 6-2 lead Saturday night.
Yeah.
And you put, what, De Los Santos out there, Montero out there. You use Pierce Johnson in a bummer, who's been a bummer these days. And I don't know why Blewett doesn't get used more. It's funny because what is the definition of a high leverage situation these days? Because to me, it would be when you're going into extra innings and you randomly throw him in there, yet you have a 4-run lead in the seventh inning, and you refuse to use him. You throw out guys we've seen seemingly constantly. I don't understand that. And I'm a Snitker guy, and I'm not blaming Snitker for the season, the fact that you were. I'm not blaming for any of that. But I thought that Saturday night, his managing was very questionable.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question to ask. I had his back. He did the same thing like 3 days prior, and I had his back, and I came on here and was like, you know, I was really irritated. But at the same time, these guys are big leaguers. Like, you want to kind of iron out the bottom of the pitching depth, right? It's like, hey, let's put these guys up to bat, and let's see what they have. You hate the fact that you could possibly lose a game or did lose a game because of some of those decisions. I had his back the first time, but Saturday I was like, dude, you can't go back to the well. Like, you cannot continue to make these styles moves. And your question, what's a high leverage situation? To me, one where you can lose the lead or the game with a swing of the bat. Like, that's a high leverage situation with me. And I think that when you look at some of these situations that Brian Snicker is like, Montero is the bottom of your pen, and you put him in a high leverage situation knowing that you were going to use Pierce Johnson just a minute later.
Well, that's where I'm confused. Why have you used – I've seen Blewett be out there multiple times with the extra innings and pitch well. I consider that high leverage. Why can't I use him in a 6-2 ball game? Why not to use De Los Santos or Bummer or Montero? So I'm a huge, huge proponent of if I can't use them, why do I have them? But why do you keep using certain guys when other guys have performed well in those situations? I'm not sure what Blewett's stats are in Atlanta, but he
seemed pretty good.
He couldn't have allowed more than a run or two since his time in Atlanta. I know he gave up a couple of runs in that start, or at least a home run in that start where he went 4 innings, where he was the air quote opener, and he went like 5 innings. But I've seen him twice in extra inning games pitch more than 1 inning.
This is why I don't blame Brian Snicker. Bo, you just said it. If I can't use you, why are you in the bullpen? And if I can't use you when we have a 4-run cushion, then why do we have
Okay,
you?
But hard pause.
Yes.
You've used those. I've seen De Los Santos and Montero out there probably 5 out of the last 7 games. And I've seen Blewett. I can't tell you the last time I saw him until yesterday. So I get I'm with you on that. But at what point how many times do I have to pee on your ankle before you realize it's not raining? And I know that it's leg, but I'm wanting to use ankle.
And look, I get that. That point is well taken. But to me, this was Brian Snicker trying to maybe get an extra day for a day's Bill Hernandez when you know you got the Phillies and the
it's
Padres
not about
coming up.
Hernandez, Dylan. How many times do I have to see Blewett not used, though? It's right. Blewett. It's about Blewett for me.
Yeah.
He is not being used. Why is he up here? Why is De Los Santos and Montero used constantly and they always underperform, and Blewett, who's pitched pretty well, never getting used? That's the question for me. I think you're right about – you're absolutely right about Iggy and Dazabal. Mm-hmm. It's not about those two. It's about the underusage of Blewett and the overusage of Montero and De Los Santos. That's where it's at for me. That's the question I have. I need it answered.
I do agree with you, Dylan, though. There was a 4-run cushion there, and unfortunately, it just did not work out in our favor. Yesterday, I feel like we all had a little deja vu happening when that grand slam was hit off Schwellenbach, and it was like, oh.
You just knew it was coming.
No. Yeah. What do we do now? Yeah. Is this happening all over again? But thankfully, they pulled it out. It was 10-4, and that was just incredible to see Ozuna get that two-run home run.
That was a tater.
Yeah,
that was a tater. There's no doubt. Like, I was sitting there looking at the Devers home run and the Ozuna home run yesterday. I was like, man, we're overusing the term tater, or at least I am sometimes on the show. Those were taters. Like, that was – those balls were mashed. And to your point, the Devers home run, go back to that for a minute. You just felt it coming because Spencer Schwellenbach, usually what his pitching profile is, he's got good swing and miss stuff. Yesterday, that wasn't really the case. I think I looked on, like, FanGraphs or whatever, and it was only, like, six swing and misses for Schwellenbach yesterday, and we talk about this all the time. Grant does such a great job pointing this out. The book eventually gets out on guys, right? You know that it's going to – he mentioned this Friday. You know it's coming for Drake Baldwin at some point. Schwellenbach, all these major leaguers know now that they are, he is going to pound the zone early and often. And you just knew when Devers stepped up to the plate yesterday, you're like, dude, just be very careful here. This guy's the hottest hitter in Major League Baseball seemingly over the last couple of weeks. And he deposited that ball in center field promptly with the bases loaded. So It was good, but Spencer Schwellenbach does what he does. He remains stone-faced. I remember us talking to John Smoltz not long after he made his major league debut, and he was like, he never gets his feathers ruffled. He's always the same guy on the mound, always kind of stone-faced, and that's exactly what he did. He buckled back down and is able to get through a couple more shutout innings.
That's why you love that's what you love about that dude is that he always seems to get you through six or seven innings. It's always the thing with Schwelly. And you go back and you look at your usage. Blewett hadn't been used since May 10th. He went 8 days without getting used. Now, Montero and De Los Santos only got used, like, I think, three times each in that span. It feels like a lot more. It feels like we see them every time the pen opens. One of those guys comes out. But, Allie, you're right, though, when you said it. I said no because I'm irritated about something. But it does, again, 24-16 since that 0-7 start. You took two of three from, look, they're struggling right now, but they're not a bad Boston team. They've got firepower. They've got some good pitching as well. They have been up and down. But, again, you won another series. And that's what Stenker said Saturday night. Well, it's just another game. Go win the series. And that's the Bobby Cox. There's a lot of managers that went there that we remember, Bobby, that you win series and you'll hit 9,500 wins every year. And that's what the Braves do. They go to Washington starting tomorrow.
Yep.
Go win two of three.
It's not a big deal, but it kind of is.
And thank you, Snit.
No, but yes.
There's never been a more Snit cut than that one right there, man.
But that's why he's such a good manager for young teams, and I even think veteran teams, that he doesn't overreact. He's seen everything. I don't know how many more years he'll be around managing his team. Apparently, half the fan base wants him gone tomorrow or today. But, look, I like him. I don't blame him for everything. I just sometimes the usage is weird. And to me, Saturday night was the epitome of it.
Yeah, 16 hits for the Braves yesterday. They do come out of the weekend series over 500. Hopefully, we can put that in the review. As you mentioned, they match back up with the Nationals starting tomorrow night. All right, we're going to roll on. We're going to hit the front page on the other side. Good weekend in sports. We're also going to talk a little bit about an Atlanta Falcons signing over the weekend you might not have seen. And I'll tell you why it's a bigger deal than you might have imagined. Stick with us here. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. That's right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feel at home. No, I'm just kidding. Apologize. I was just kidding.
I mean, this song's not about Pensacola, dog.
Yeah, touche. You know what I mean? You ever have people that are like, I'm Georgia born, I'm Georgia bred. When I die, I'll be Georgia dead. Like, that's not me. Like, I'm like a couple of I definitely grew up in Pensacola, but now I've spent more of my life elsewhere.
I'm born and raised in Georgia, and I still wouldn't say what you just said.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that the band from Jacksonville, Florida,
right,
sings a song called Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
And I think that if you asked, like, somebody, I think there's a lot of people that do not realize that Lynyrd Skynyrd is not from Alabama.
Well, it's, and to be fair, it's like they're on, like, their third iteration of the band. No. Some plane accidents over the years.
They're called a cover band now. That's what they are. Or, excuse me, what do they call them? A tribute band. Because if you go see Lynyrd Skynyrd, I got to
Lynyrd
see
Lynyrd Skynyrd at Bryant Denny Stadium. Like, nah, man, not really.
Dude, I think I saw them in 2004 or 5 in Rome the first time I saw them. And I think there was maybe like 3 members left.
Yeah.
And then I saw them again. Amy and I saw them again in like maybe 2013 or 14. There was maybe like 1 member left.
Yeah. It's a sad deal, man. Sad deal. Anyways, welcome back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get to the front page here in just a second, man. Lots of fun stuff on the NBA playoffs. Got a little bit of PGA Tour sprinkled in. I enjoyed the NASCAR All-Star race last night, so maybe we'll hit a little bit of that as well. First thing I want to get to, though, the Atlanta Falcons have a signing on Friday. I think it was Friday this came
down. That's right.
Yeah, Michael Gonzalez was a center out of Louisville, undrafted free agent rookie. Now, granted, you might be like, dude, it's a camp body. And let's just be real, it probably is. But I think this one stuck out to me. When I saw Louisville, first thing that popped in my head was Falcons offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford was at Louisville before he came to the Atlanta Falcons. So not to go too far down this road, and I'm not saying this guy is going to be making the team or whatever, but you and I both kind of talked about Friday, Bo, like, where's Ryan Neusel at in all this, right? Where's Ryan Neusel? We need updates on Ryan Neusel. When you look at them getting rid of somebody and signing a center, all of a sudden you start looking at, are they going to be without Ryan Neusel for just a little bit here throughout OTAs and things like that, and do you need a new center? So that was kind of where I was at. Michael Gonzalez was actually recruited all the way up until just about signing day by Dwayne Ledford at Louisville. He's a center, or actually played guard most of his college career out of North Carolina. So, it doesn't mean anything about anything, but I do think that there are peripheral talking points about bringing in a center at this point with how we feel about Ryan Neusel and also kind of where we think this offense is and should go.
Camp body, sure. It's clearly someone that they like because, you know, D-Led has worked with him. Dwayne Ledford's worked with him. He knows him. He's got a history. He seems to be fitting what I – because he's about the same size as the – was it – what's the kid's name from Is it Joshua Gray?
Right.
From Oregon State, who is also an undrafted free agent who has played tackle and guard, and that they have talked about wanting to, well, I don't know if they've talked about it, but I have heard rumblings that he could play center. It seems like that body type, 6'4", 305, is kind of what they're starting to eye at a center position.
That's tall center.
And for me, what, like, because I know that Gray's athletic. I don't know much about Gonzalez. I know he played guard. I know he had 32 starts at guard at Louisville. So I don't know really what he is essentially from film. I haven't got to watch any. But are they trying to get bigger and stay athletic with that position? Because I think Dahlman was like, what, 6'2", 300?
Yeah, he wouldn't. Yeah, this guy's definitely taller than Dahlman. I don't know. And I think that's something that hopefully we can see throughout OTAs if we get a chance to lay eyes on any of these guys. I don't know. Like, I hope so, because to me, when you say 6'4", 305, you're probably more like 6'3", 310. Like, that's just how some of these numbers go. And so when I hear that, I hear gap blocking scheme. I hear block backs on one techniques and things like that. I don't particularly think, flying up the second level and latching onto a linebacker that's in the front side A gap. I don't. That's not what hits my head when I think about somebody that size.
What about pulling?
Well, I definitely don't think of pulling when I think of a center that size.
Yeah. Well, so, I know that's something that you envision for this offense.
Well, and I think that, look, the center is just, it's different. It's almost inverse. Like, when you talk about a center pulling, you're usually talking about a lighter weight guy like a Jason Kelce, because he's able to get out. It's hard to snap and run. So when you have a lighter weight guy do that, I would love to see the guards pull. And that's exactly when I talk about block back for larger centers in the A gaps, blocking back and pulling the guard, that's kind of what you have to have. So I think from the guard position size and the center position size and what you're looking at offensively in terms of scheme, it's a little bit of the inverse when it comes to those two things. Nonetheless, though, man, let's go ahead and hit the front page.
Yep, starting with the NBA playoffs yesterday, Denver Nuggets fell to the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have been eliminated. SGA led the way with 35 points, Jalen Williams with 24. Final score, 125-93.
Yeah, the futures now is what I said. My headline tease, whatever you want to call it, and you like SGA with 35. I think he got like hard fouled at one point, and just like, nah, we're good. The second quarter was dominant for them. I mean, they absolutely just kind of, they pretty much put it away there, and it was just kind of a see ya. And that's what I'm saying. The futures now, we got SGA versus Ant-Man. To me, that's the Western Conference Finals. I know that there are other players, good players in this series, but to me, that is that's the kind of the matchup you're talking about. Kind of like it was SGA versus Jokic, not necessarily the same position, but they're the stars of their respective teams.
Yeah, I think this is a battle to me when we talk about the Western Conference Finals of who is going to be known as that number one dominant team in the West for years to come. Is it going to be the Timberwolves or is it going to be the Thunder? So to me, it's kind of the battle for that. But when it comes to Game 7, yesterday, I'm so disappointed in the blowout that we got. And it really just came down to the Nuggets not shooting the ball well in that second quarter, really that entire second half, and the turnovers. The turnovers they had, it was terrible. They ended up with 23 total turnovers, and the Thunder got 37 points off those turnovers. So it's a recipe for disaster when you don't shoot the ball well and when you turn the ball over and take possessions away from yourself when you're already not shooting the ball well. So that was the story of the game to me.
Well, and the Thunder will host the Timberwolves tomorrow. This is their first trip to the conference finals since 2016.
You guys good with the length of NBA playoffs? Like, this is
no.
What I just, like, it's
no.
It's been good, but then I'm like, dude, we're just now starting the conference. You know, the conference finals, like, dude, we're like, today's obviously an off day. You get one going tomorrow and one going Wednesday.
If everything goes to the length it's supposed to, you will have like the game 7 either a right around like on Father's Day or like maybe that like that Wednesday or Thursday, and then the next week will be the NBA draft.
That's crazy.
I hate it. I wish that the draft was after free agency. I wish that the length of this. Now I would be fine with this if the season started in December. But the fact that it starts, Dylan, a week or two before Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's just too long.
I'm torn on it because I like the format of the NBA playoffs because I feel like we always get the best teams for the most part.
Yeah.
Now, injuries have definitely played a part in this NBA playoffs in particular, and that is what it is. But at the most part, when you play a seven-game series in each round, the best team always is pretty much going to come out of those series. And so I like it from that aspect, but a lot of the times, most of those first-round playoff series can be five games, and you're probably like, yeah, they decide to win, and I'm good. The team that won was supposed to win, so I feel like maybe it could be shorter there, but for the most part, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and it's funny, man. Some of these executives from these sports leagues, and I know how it is, like, we're not giving up stuff. You know, like, we got ad revenue and all this stuff. Like, somebody at some point, and like, I'm just going to talk about NASCAR for 1 second. Somebody's got to look at it and be like, we need to do what's best for the league in the long term. And not like what's now in terms of revenue, like ad revenue and things like that. Speaking of which, real quick, before we get to Scottie Scheffler, last night, Christopher Bell wins the $1 million over at North Wilkesboro Speedway for the NASCAR All-Star Race. I thought it was incredible. I've been over there the last couple of years to watch this race. This is the best All-Star Race, Bo, that we've seen probably, I don't know, 10 years?
Well, this is not the race that we saw the last 2 years.
No, it's not. Multiple grooves yesterday.
The side-by-side racing that you had for laps on end, and without guys losing to a guy that normally, when you get side by side racing, the car behind them catches and passes them quickly. That did not happen last night.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to me. Don't know what NASCAR found, but they need to find a way to keep it.
Yeah, friend of the show, Joey Logano, got kind of bump and runned on a little bit, although I thought it was pretty clean by Christopher Bell.
Yeah, well, he wasn't
coming
happy.
Second, third, fourth, whatever it is, bad tire strategy. All right, real quick, Scottie Scheffler wins the PGA Championship for his third major title. Posted a 71 yesterday in the final round over in Charlotte. It was just prototypical Scottie Scheffler, smooth as it goes.
Well,
just rolling along.
I think Johnny Vegas led for 2 days, Mike.
Yeah.
And then Scheffler just came on Saturday, and not that he wasn't hanging around, but he came on strong Saturday and really didn't play great yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he did not have that just, I'm going to walk away with this, but everyone else walked backwards while he stayed. And he stood his ground, basically.
Yeah.
And Rahm was – I get home from member shootout and at our club, and because we went out right after that they teed off, and literally get back from member shootout, and boom, he is – they're one hole – or one stroke away.
Yeah.
And then Rahm just went absolutely the wrong way. Started doing what he does where he hits, you know, spectators with his tee shots, which is what I would do, too.
I know. You're always like, dude, who's at fault here? Really, it's just the whole format that's at fault, because that was bound to happen at some point.
It's just funny that he hit spectators like 300 yards down the fairway. I would hit him like 30 yards down the fairway. And Scotty just did what he did and reminded you that, hey, I'm still the best player in this league. I can't believe it's just his third major.
Yeah. A lot of also craziness coming out about quote-unquote illegal drivers throughout the weekend with that. That's something a lot of people are paying attention to with the PGA Tour.
And he was affected by that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so was Rory.
And Rory didn't want to talk about it, which, shocker, it is what it is.
I'm not a fan of what he did. 4 days, he wouldn't talk to the media.
Yeah.
4 days.
Yeah, whatever.
That's the face of your sport right now, him and Scotty.
Well, he's an interesting cat. All right, stick with us here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about somebody finally got their money in the NFL. We're also going to hit Allie's Mac Drop. Stay with us here at Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radio 92.9 A Game, welcome back in. It is the morning shift. It is the latest edition of the morning shift. It's Mike Johnson, Squid, Billy, Bo Morgan, Allie Mac, Dylon hanging out. We're going to get to Allie's Mac drop here in just a second. What you need, man?
Nothing. I love this song. I was giving Dylan credit. This is a phenomenal song. And you just made me laugh with
it. Yeah, man. Sometimes I am... And I know you do this too. You start talking or you just don't have your words all lined up and you're like, wait a minute, what was I saying? Here I am.
I didn't want to be a jerk, but I wanted to say, at least I'm not the only one that's clunky sometimes when we come back from break. Because I am. There are times where I'm like, yeah.
What was I talking about?
This is, this is Morning Shift, right?
I was going to say the Morning Shift 2.0, but I was like, it's not that either. It's like 8.0 probably at this point.
I mean, it's just the Morning Shift. Yeah, moving forward. That's what I said.
Why I brought it back, and I was like, I know, just the Morning Shift.
That's what made me laugh, because I'm like, hey, Mike's clunky like me sometimes.
Okay, real quick, before we get to Allie's Mac drop, a couple of things I want to talk about. Brock Purdy agrees to a 5-year, $265 million deal over the weekend. The biggest thing I had from this, and obviously you knew that he was going to get his money at some point. This is not them coming out and saying he's the highest paid player in NFL history, like some of these contracts will do over time. But it is cool because he was Mr. Irrelevant, and he finds a system, and they find their guy, and he kind of gets put into place. Biggest takeaway I had, though, is the no trade clause that continues to come out in some of these guys. And obviously we have dealt with it front and center here in Atlanta with Kirk Cousins. But you get another situation like that, and you look at the no-trade clause. So, you know, that's Dak Prescott now. It's a number of other guys. Are we just talking about, you know, this just being a thing from now on where these quarterbacks, they're going to start putting this in their contract? Because they do really have all the leverage in terms of things like a no-trade clause. Like, everybody's going to focus on the zeros and the money. But then when you get to the no-trade clause, you're like, dude, you might as well throw that in.
How much do you think that no trade clause costs in dollars? Because that has to be some kind of value. They're giving up a certain amount of money to get that put in.
It's a good question.
I would imagine it's some kind of, I don't know. I'm not sure that I'm just getting to the point where I don't think they're that big of a deal.
It is right now for us.
It is for us. We think right now, but in the reality of the grand scheme of things, there wasn't really this big audience for Kirk Cousins anyways. Like, any of the teams that would have been open for a quarterback, Kirk Cousins would have went there because he wanted to start.
Yeah.
I mean, would he have turned down a trade to Cleveland? No. Like, where were you going to trade him that his no-trade clause really came into effect other than you could have traded him before the draft, right?
Yeah.
That would have been the only thing. But that really wouldn't have overly helped you. But Purdy's in a different spot to me. Because to me, NFL contracts are all about fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
And it's $180 million fully guaranteed, I believe, is what I saw for him. That's it. That's all. I think what bothers me the most is the overreaction crowd where I ought to let him play it out and then franchise tagged him, which is the dumbest thing ever. Because Brock Purdy gets $180 million fully guaranteed. I think it's a 5-year deal, right?
Yep.
Had you franchise tagged him, it would have been probably a $50 million cap hit next year. No, I mean, talking about 2026 season.
Yeah.
Then if you franchise tagged him again, it would have been even more, probably been like 55, which would have been what, 100 and somewhere around 100 to $110 million in 2 years. So it wouldn't have saved you any money. Wouldn't have been a better situation. And you would have been, you still would have been screwed. I mean, look what happened to Washington when they did that to Kirk Cousins. They franchise tagged him, paid out the wazoo, still lost him, and got really nothing out of it.
Yeah,
he's not. Would you agree that Brock Purdy is somewhere around 5 to 15 when it comes to NFL ranked quarterbacks?
Five would be high for me.
Okay,
but I would say he's definitely in the top 15. And I think your point is that like it's hard to find those guys.
And he's gonna
You find your guy, you find him.
And he runs Kyle's offense to a T.
Yeah,
he. You Brandon Ayuk is under contract. George Kittle,
yeah,
is under contract.
Yeah,
they found a running back. They have a couple running backs now. Even with McCaffrey, you know, whatever he is, you have Ricky Parasol, who you think can be the next Debo in some ways. Not maybe from the running back spot, but do some of the things that he did as far as routes and concepts and stuff. And your defense is still kind of there. You're about to sign Warner, it looks like.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you do this? I think he's the seventh, right? He's highest paid quarterback right now. In a couple of years, he'll be the 11th.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And
it won't last to the end of this contract for sure.
And the cap's going to go up. So if you're sitting there saying, well, I would have let him play it out, or I think they overpaid, I don't think you understand the. Just go see what we went through with Mariota, with Ritter, with Kirk. And tell me a guy that's played at his level you wouldn't do.
Well, and I think to answer Allie's question about how much money is this worth, I don't know that there's a dollar value you can put on it, but I think it's just a finger on the scale. You know what I mean? Like, if all things are even and both sides are close and you're asking for more money as the quarterback and they're going, dude, we're not giving you any more money, okay, well, then don't trade me.
Then give me this.
Then just boop, don't trade me. I'll just hold it right there. Like, just make sure all things kind of come out equal and we'll be good to go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think when Mike, I don't know how much – this is actually reality because this is where I'd get lost somewhere on the cap. But how much of that is do you not structure it where, okay, I'm not going to lose a bunch of money if I cut him because I can't, or you know, because of the no trade, right?
Right.
And so you structure it where you get out of it after. That was a thing that was brilliantly done in this Falcons one, this contract with Kirk. It just, everything happened quicker than you thought. Is you know you had the no trade, but you also had that bonus, right, where he's on the contract he's under contract that second year that if he's gone, you don't have to pay that $10 million, right? Yeah. To where you thought it was a two-year deal, so you structured it. With or without the no trade, you had a cutout. You could basically cut him and kind of get out after it. That's what they're doing is they're probably going to structure this where they can cut him after a couple years where the reality is that no trade doesn't come into play.
Yeah.
And it just sometimes – everything happens quicker than you thought.
Yeah, again, and going back to it, it's like you say, if he's a top 15 quarterback, let's call it. I think he's borderline top 10 for me. I think he's definitely top 15. But if he's that guy and Kyle Shanahan believes in him and John Lynch believes in him, then there's no reason to even sniff the open market or punting this down the road. Like you had like he's obviously better. Who is it? Garoppolo, he unseated right before that.
Mm-hmm.
He's better number than Garoppolo. He understands the system better than Garoppolo. And again, you got him. It was Mr. Relevant. It was nice. You could pay a bunch of players. You could bring in Trip Williams and all these other guys. Now you're having to find a different way of doing it in terms of the money value. But he has come up inside your system, knows it, and now he can do things that you wouldn't have been able to do before.
He was also drafted the same year as Trey Lance, who they traded the farm to get, and is now on his third team, I think.
Yeah.
So, I think you're right. I think he's somewhere from 7 to 15 as far as it. So that means that they paid market value for a guy that they think, Shanahan said, he's our leader. He's our guy. He's Kyle's guy. And if you believe in Kyle Shanahan, which I'm not sure why you wouldn't, then you have to believe in this deal.
Well, you know what? He probably could use a little bit of motivation, and that's what Allie's here to provide for us today. John.
Yes, it is Monday. It can be a little daunting. So a motivational Monday story is always a great way to pick you up.
Bring up the vibes. That's what I'm talking about.
So pro golfer Bryson DeChambeau. Bo, he did pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, came I think he got second or third. Kind of hung in there at 7. Bryson, I actually have grown to – I hated him, and now I've grown to like him a lot.
He just likes him because the end of his name is Bo.
No, I hated him before.
DeChambeau.
DeChambeau. Well, I wanted to highlight something amazing he did recently. He gave a Tennessee teenager, Evan Hayes, a day that he and his family are just never going to forget. If you weren't a fan of this guy before, you're going to be. Evan is a young kid, passionate golf fan and player, unfortunately is facing a very aggressive form of leukemia. He actually watched the Masters during his most recent hospital, saying he was rooting for Bryson the whole time. He's his favorite. And a friend of Evan's put it on social media that Evan's condition has recently worsened. And he just wants to do something nice for them. So he asked if anyone knows how to get in touch with Bryson. Internet did its thing in the best way possible. They found Bryson, got him in touch with Evan's mom, Stephanie, set up an incredible day. Bryson flew out Evan and his mom for a day in Texas. They got to watch Bryson do some media. They toured his house, his trophies, hung out with him all day. They chipped balls on Bryson's backyard putting green. And Bryson gave him a ton of stuff, a whole outfit out of his closet, and they wrapped up the day with a round of golf at Grapevine Golf Course. I mean, how incredible is this, dude, for this kid?
I just love stories like this. And it's always it's a reminder that, like, you, like, a person is not defined by 1 minute. Like, you know, people have their ups and downs about Bryson DeChambeau. But I think that when you look at him in his totality and you look at stories like this, so cool, man. Nice work, Bryson.
And the thing I think speaks volumes about Bryson during this whole story, though, is it would be very easy for him to set up his people to do everything,
sure,
right?
Yes.
No, Bryson drove Evan and Stephanie back to the airport himself. I love that. Dude,
yes, this is a guy that came on the scene, Allie. He had this goofy hat. and then during the pandemic, he like gains like 40 pounds, which he tried to say was muscle. He looked very puffy, but it was. And then he was trying to outdrive everybody. Now he's came back and he's kind of toned it up, but he's very eccentric and he's a very nerdy guy about the game. Like, mm-hmm, very, very. He makes his own clubs, 3D prints them. All of his clubs are the same shaft length, which is not regular, right?
Yeah,
it's an irregular thing.
Atypical.
They're all 7-iron length. The shaft is the same length of a 7-iron. Now, mm-hmm, the loft is different, right? And that comes into play with how you can hit them. But so he got this bad rap, and then all of a sudden his YouTube channel starts taking off.
Yep.
And now it shed a different light under him. Like, people like me who was irritated by him, so, oh man, this guy doesn't take himself overly serious. And to your point, you said, hey, he drove him around and everything. That's,
yeah,
what you said, right? He really took off a couple years ago, and maybe it was just a year ago, but he tosses a ball off, walking off the course into the fans at a kid, and an adult grabbed it, and he did a full, what do you say, Mike?
What?
Pause.
Oh. And said, I was gonna say pirouette. Did he turn around?
And he goes, no. No,
sir.
No, come here. No. That's his ball, man. No, give it back.
Yes.
And he made the adult give it to the kid. And like that for me, like, I was already like on the fence now after being way over in the hater territory. And now I'm like, nah, man, we're cool. And these things like this pushes me even further,
yeah,
into the fan club of Bryson.
I think it's awesome we get the opportunity to hear stories like this and be it YouTube or whatever else. I remember when I was playing and Players Tribune started, like, that was a big deal. Like, Players Tribune and guys able to write their own articles and, mm-hmm, tell their own stories from their perspective. I was like, dude, this is huge. I used to love reading the Players Tribune articles that would come out and tell, you know, from situations from their point of view. Bryson DeChambeau is another guy like that, where you see the YouTube version and it matches up with some of these stories we start to hear. So,
yeah, you get a little more context around the person. By the way, is that the biggest red flag when an adult grabs a baseball,
yes,
or and takes it for, yeah, themselves?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's strange.
You're gonna know.
Like, what are you gonna do with it, man?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Well, it's. Can I don't know. I gotta be careful with my words. It's D-bag territory. Like, yeah, the hardest way. You're a bad person.
You're a bad person.
Anyways, nice work, Bryson. It's always good to hear those kind of things, man. It's tough too, because I've been around situations like this where kids come into locker rooms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody knows how to talk to them.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, it's hard. Like, especially if you're like somebody that doesn't have, you know, interactions much with younger people. It's like, man, you can struggle through that. But to hear him driving them back to the airport and everything,
love that.
Nice touch. Good job, Bryson. Thank you, Allie, so much for the Motivation Monday. You guys can weigh in on that at 929 Morning Shift if you would like. We're going to continue on here on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Michael Penix Jr., QB1 for the Atlanta Falcons. We can talk all we want to about expectations. He's this guy. He's that guy. He's not a rookie anymore, man. So it's time to break into some sophomore quarterback campaigns that might make you tilt your head just a little bit. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.